Yivamis, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hei. Mishi Yesh Le'ach Mikol Mokoyim. Interesting Lashon. He has any type of brother. That's what it literally means. What does it mean, any type of brother? Brother's a brother. We're talking here about a brother who is not a kosher yid. The Gemara explains what it means. He's either a mamzer or he's a mumer. Interesting, a new concept. The Goinim of Mechadish, that a mumer, Achman al Tzana Yid, who's mamish meshumid, has din of a goy, yene yainesech, shchitos in nevela. Not only that, but legabi ishus, we're mafkim on a deraisa level from ishus, could be his kedushin is not chal, if he dies, so his wife is not zukuka, or there's already a sub-machlokes between the goyinim, if his brother died, she's not zekuka, there's no chaloy zikas yabin of ishus to a mumer. Again, the Rishonim are doich this. They don't hold the klalocha. The discussion is a famous discussion in Eben Ezer in Kuf Nun Zayin. So if we take out that case of mumer, so then we have with the brothers a mamzer. Two brothers, one of them is a mamzer. Does that take away from that some relationship with the brother of the achva? No. The Mishnah says, Zoykek is Eishes Ochav Liibim. The two brothers are fully brothers. Either one dying would be Zoykek to the other one. Now, it could very well be that the brother-in-law, who's the Yovam, who's a Mamzer, won't be able to be Yavim. Chai V'Lavim, we just learned about Chai V'Lavim. Midar Aysa, there is Yibim. Midar Abonim, we're Gazrinon, on Biyashniya, to be Rishayna. So, as far as the Yibim is concerned, Zoykek is Eishes Ochav Liibim. Not only that, V'Ochav L'chol Dover. He has the dinim of Yerusha, of L'chol Dover, the Rav speaks out, L'yorshoi, L'itameloi, chutz mimi sheyesh le min ha-shivcha min ha-nochus. The exception to two brothers having a full din of Achva, even when one of them is apostle, is when one of them was born, they have the same father, but one of them was born from a shivcha, from a goita. Shivcha, the Rav brings the Makaris from the Gemara. By a Shivcha, the Pasuk says, in Mishpatim, Ho'ishov Yilodeo Tiola Doineho, which means that a Yisroel that has a wife, a Shivcha, let's say it was an Eved Ivri, his children from the Shivcha are considered to be Avodim. They're not his children. Similar, of course, if he has other children, they're not siblings, they're not brothers. Similar, one, of course, wouldn't have any Din Klapi, the other one, not Liyosh, not Litamaloi, not Legabi Yibum. Another case is also if he has Rechman al son, a child from a Goyish woman. Min anochus, the Pasuk says, again, the Rav brings the Pasuk in Parsha Shoiftim, ki Yossi is bincho mi acharai, which would be mashmah that if a Yid, Rechman al son, marries a Goyish woman, she's taking that child away from him. Which means that the child, which biologically is his child, doesn't have a din of Yisrael. There's a din not of being his child. The child has din of a Goy. The pasuk doesn't say loisosir. The pasuk says ki yosir. The Gemara is medayik. That means that a ben of Yisrael, the Yisrael that marries a goyish woman, the child has her din. There's a whole discussion. What's the din? It's not mufurish. What's the din of a eved va'akum haba bas Yisrael, the converse? What's the din? You have a yiddish woman. We just said that the yichus of the child goes most to the mother. And there'll be a goyish kint if the mother is a goyta. So what happens if the mother is a bas Yisrael? L'chay should be a bas Yisrael. The mokum lodun is, does the child have a din of a mamzer because his father and a mother, there's no tvis kedusha b'nehem? Or mamzeris is tali im the shame erva. The pashtus is that shame erva is what's keveh mamzeris. Over here, by Eved Vakum Abo bas Yisrael, it's chave lava, it's not chave krisus. It's barely chai v'lavin. What's the iser of a Yiddish woman to a goyish man? There's no clear chai v'lavin in the Torah. It's just derech znus. Does that create mamzeris? On the other hand, the child biologically is a product of parents that are letovsi kiddushin zebazeh. So this lamais is a major machlokes Rishonim had a paskin. You look at Tosfos on Daf Tzayin, who has an arichus dvarim. Tosfos seems to be mashma that eved v'akum abo bas Yisrael. Lamaisa Havlad Mamza. The Lashon of a Gemara, Shals had a Paskin. That's the Medubra over here. Vinishvi, the point of the Mishnah is that a biological brother, because they're born from the same father, but Al Pi Halacha, he doesn't have a din of a Yid, so Avadi doesn't have a din of a brother. Then the Mishnah says, Mishi Yeshle Ben Mikol Mokoyim. The same idea. Somebody who has a child, Rahman al Salam, from a mamzer is the child's a mamzer. But he has a din of his son. So the halacha is poiteishes aviv min ayibu. If he has that child, then he's not called umeis ve'en lebonim, even though that child is posel aviv bakol. If his father dies without more children, his being his father's child, even though he's a mamzer and he's posel aviv bakol, patters up that his father's wife is not zkuka liyibum. V'chayiv al makosoi, if he would be makah his father, he has the same din of makah aviv, even though he's posel aviv bakol. The mamzerus doesn't lessen the din of avu b'noi. V'al kilolosoi, what's the same thing? Z'chayiv skil al kilolosoi, u'b'noi hu l'chol dovor, again, l'gabi Yerusha, l'gabi Tumah, the only son which doesn't have a din of a son, the Gabi Ibn, is if a Yid dies and he had fathered a child from a Shivcha and Nachus, doesn't have a din of halacha of his child. So maybe he's considered as not having children. Just be Mitzayin, into Santa Mara Mokum, Kiva Eger brings from a Mardchud Agoyis Maimini, what happens if you have a woman who was Nisabra? And she says that the child was from this person, then he died. Would we believe her to say that this the Vlad that she's carrying is from that person and he has a child, and Mamela, his wife, is not Zkuka Liyibum? Or would we say no? And the Rishonim say that if she was Zinsa with him, she's not his wife. We're talking about the Reuven dies, and he has a wife. The wife is a medus leibum. He doesn't have children. She comes along. A friend, the woman, another woman comes along, says that Pliny was mizana with me. So midzinso imoi, if she's saying she was nisaba from him, then she could have been nisaba from somebody else. Mechtesi to believe her that she's nisaba mimenu to say that his wife is ptura miyibum v'chalitza. And on that, Kivega has a shmuz that there are rayas not that way. What you have to say is that a woman who was mufkeres l'znos, if you choshish that she was mizana with one person, she was mizana with somebody else also, possibly. Mashenkin, a woman who was nentso, so over there, there's no sofig hefkerus emetz b'fanecha, it's a shal of nemonus. The nemonus should be enough nemon to patter up Yen's wife, miyim v'chalitza. See Reb Kivega for the whole arichus dvar. Mishnah Vov. Misha kiddush achas mishtei achoyos. Somebody was mekadosh one of two sisters. What does that mean? Probably he was mekadosh one of them by giving kiddushin to the father, and he doesn't remember the name of the one that he made up. The father gave him mekadosh, and then the father died. So one of the two of them is mekudesh esloy. Ve'eni yedei eiz mehem kiddush. So what should he do? We're talking here about cases where there's multiple layers of ishusin between sisters v'chadoyme that have to be nistalik. So some of it is negeh to yibum v'chalitza, some of it is negeh really to kedushin and gerushin. Not really directly yibum related, but the Mishnah puts down a bunch of such cases. So you have one Reuven, and he's married to either Rachel or Leah. There's two sisters, he's married to one of them. No. To get out of the mess, what does he have to do? Noisin l'get lazu v'get lazu. To free both of them, that both of them shouldn't be a suffocation issue. He can't be born either one because of suffocation krisus. If he's married to Rachel, if he was Mekadish Rachel, then Leah's chavik krisus. If he was Mekadish Leah, then vice versa, Rachel is chavik krisus. So Meli has to give a get to both of them. This din l'chor is pashut. The Gemara explains that the chiddush over here is the sefer. So what happens if Reuven, who's a suffolk married to Rachel, suffolk married to Leah, dies? V'loy achech, he has Shimon, a brother. Cholitz l'shteyen. That part l'chor is also pashut. Each one of them is a suffolk was married to Reuven, and a suffolk now of being married, of going l'ashuk, of having a lav l'siyesh t'meis achutza. So both of them need to have chalitza from Shimon. Hoyloy shnayim. If he had two brothers, here's where it starts getting interesting. If he has two brothers, echad cholitz ve'echad miyabim, they don't have to be sent away. Be'etzem, you have these two women, there's sfeikos, which one of them was married to Reuven. Reuven now dies. Shimon and Levi are here. If Shimon would be cholitz Rachel, there's no reason why Levi shouldn't be able to be miyabim Leah. Now, let's talk cheshmin possibilities, because there's a few different things at play here. We have Shimon and Levi. Reuven died. Rachel and Leah, we don't know who was married to Reuven, who not. One of them is Yavama, and one of them is completely an Isha Zora Menashok. That being said, let's say Shimon is Miyabim first, Rachel. That's problematic. Why? Because if Rachel is the proper Yavama, she's the one that was married to Reuven, Matayv and Manoim. But remember, they're two sisters. So what happens if Leah was really the Yavama? Rachel is not an innocent bystander. Rachel is a chois zikukasoi. Remember the din of Zika? Zika tells us that when he's has a relationship of Zika with a woman, her sister is quasi a chois ishtoi. Maybe not deraisa, but it's quasi a chois ishtoi. That being said, it can't be miyabim first. Shimon can't be miyabim, or Levi can't be miyabim first. You know what you have to do? Shimon has to be chaylitz first, one of them. And then Levi could marry the other one. Could be Miyab the other one. Why? If the other one, Leah, was the real Yavama, so Matav Menoim, that's the din. Mekayim Mitzvah Seh Deraisa. If not, if Rachel, the Chalutza from Shimon, was really that one, so now Shimon, the one who was Chalutz, can't marry the other sister because it's Achois Chalutzosoi, possibly. Achois Chalutzosoi is like Achois Gushosoi on the Rabbanon level. But the other brother, Levi, could marry the sister who didn't get the chalitza because it's not achoyis chalutzosoy. Here's the catch. Even though the chalitza was on behalf of both brothers, the chalitza frees up the zikas yabmin. It's mafkir the issues. Hein legabi Shimon, hein legabi Levi, but the gzeri derabbanan was only achoyis chalutzosoy on the one who did the maisa chalitza. He's not allowed to marry her sister. The one who didn't do the maisa chalitza was only chal klape his issues. For him, it's not achoyis chalutzosoy. So Shimon would be miyabim, and Levi, I'm sorry, Shimon would be choylitz, and then Levi could be miyabim, or married. We don't know if it's an ishus shel yibum, or it's an ishus shel kedushim, but either way, it's fine. Says the Mishnah, kodmu v'kintzu. Let's say they did it the wrong way. Shimon was magdim, sheloy kalocha, and he was miyabim. It could very well be that he was pogad, Loshna Gemara is pogad b'achoyis zikukosoy. No, so he was over an issa. Again, it's probably derabbanon. The Gemara is naming on that it's derabbanon. That being said, so Shimon was over on an issa when he was miyabim Rachel. But what happens? At worst, Rachel is achoyis kukosoy. But now that he married her, either as a yibum or as a regular ishus ish, Leah, Zika falls off. Remember that Chos Kukosi is just insofar the Zika on the two of them. But if he married one, Avada, that's Mafkia, any type of issues from the other one. So if he married Rachel as a Zora, then the issues of Zika, now she's a proper Achos Ishtoi. There's no Zika in Achos Ishtoi. So even though it was Chal in her, but now it'll be Poka. So Kidmu V'Kontzu, the Aloch is, even though he was over on an issue, we don't make it be Megarasher. Lamaisa, right now he's married to Kedasu Kedin, Emotzi Miyodo. So then we would allow it to stay.